Text C. Pushy mum.
Some people say I'm a pushy mum, but I just want the best for my kids. Georgie's always been a bubbly, lively girl. She loves to be the centre of attention. She's always loved to sing and dance in front of family and friends. No one forced her. She wants to be famous, and I wanted to be famous too. I dream about seeing her on TV. I never had her talent. I was too shy. Now I want to live out my dream through my lovely daughter. I can be famous through her. That's what I want. When Georgie was 9, she won a karaoke competition. Everyone said she was amazing. When we got home, my husband and I spent quite a lot of money on a CD. It was a demo, and I sent the CD to a TV show. They were so impressed that they asked us to come to the show. Georgie sang live in front of millions of people. It was a dream come true. Now we're sending her to a professional singing coach twice a week and piano lessons every Sunday. Georgie complains that she's tired and has no free time, but she'll thank me for this one day. She's a nice girl, but hasn't got many friends. I tell her not to worry. When she's rich and famous, she'll have lots of friends. If I see a good chance for her, I go for it. You have to be in the right place at the right time. My husband and I take her to auditions. It's a lot of work, but I'll do anything for my kids. I have 3 other children, but they're not as gifted as my Georgie. She did quite well on Pop Idol, but didn't reach the finals. The prize was a recording contract worth £1 million, but they said her voice was not unique. What do they know? They can't sing either. Georgie was very disappointed. We all were. One day she'll be selling millions of CDs, and then they'll look very stupid, won't they?